I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is demanding information from Russia on the arrest of 48-year-old American Paul Whelan, who's being held on espionage charges. Whelan was in Moscow to attend a friend's wedding when he was arrested December 28th. Mr. Pompeo spoke about Whelan on Wednesday in Brazil.
We've made clear to the Russians our expectation that we will learn more about the charges, come to understand what it is he's been accused of, and if the detention is not appropriate, we will demand his immediate return.
Later on Wednesday, Russia's foreign ministry says it has allowed consular access to Whelan. The access was granted just hours after Pompeo said he expected an explanation about why the American was arrested and demanded his release if the detention is not appropriate. Whelan is the director of global security at Borg Warner, an American automotive parts supplier. Chinese President Xi Jinping says the self-governed island of Taiwan should abandon any thoughts of independence and accept that it is part of China. In a speech Wednesday, he reaffirmed his nation's long-standing Taiwan policy and warned that China will not allow any sort of, quote, separatist activities, and he repeated the threat to use military action if necessary to reunify the two countries. President Trump said Wednesday he received a great letter from Kim Jong-un and will likely meet with the North Korean leader in the near future. At a White House cabinet meeting, President Trump said, "We really established a very good relationship. We'll probably have another meeting." Trump's comments came one day after Kim warned that the current goodwill with the United States could end if the U.S. continues to impose sanctions to force his government to denuclearize. This is VOA News. On his first full day as acting U.S. Defense Secretary,